Sarah, we are now heading under a arch. Where are we?
Right, well, this is known as the Bridge of Sighs. It's at St. John's College. It's modelled on the Bridge of Sighs in Venice, although, as anyone who has seen the Venetian one would know, it doesn't actually look very much like it, apart from the fact that it's got high sides and a roof. But St. John's is the only college in Cambridge that has two bridges over the river, and the Bridge of Sighs is one of them, and then you can just about see the other one next to it as well.
It's a beautiful bridge.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful piece of architecture. It's one of the famous things that tourists come to see.
And why is St. John's also well known?
Well, fellows of John's College are the only people, apart from the royal family, who can legally eat swans in the UK.
Why?
I don't know. It's a special relationship between the royal family and St. John's College, I assume. But they're only allowed to eat them on one particular day of the year. So they can't eat them all the time like the Queen can.
Oh, lucky them. So where do they get these swans? Off of the river?
Well, they probably did in olden times. They've got a swan trap, which is a sort of corridor that leads from the river off into a wall. So the swans would swim in, and then it would get narrower and narrower, and they would get stuck, and then they would catch them. But there aren't really that many swans on the river now, so I don't think it's used.
There's plenty of geese, though. And even if we get really desperate, there are some tourists, I suppose, we could eat.
Yeah, I suppose if we get hungry. Although luring them into a swan trap might be a bit difficult.